back with a commanding 25-point victory. So now the starting lineup they're announcing. Jack McSorley, the 6'3 senior. Will Stuckey in the middle with you, the 5'11 senior. Where's number three? Stuckey, where's one? Nathan Viome, the 6'3 senior, number 11. Ben, you bet, Bester, you Bester, you bet, the 6-foot junior. And then Roman Thompson, the 6'4 junior, is their big man in this starting lineup. Again, head coach Brian Rickert in his first season coming back. And now time for the North Stars. Jaden Miles, the 6'4 senior. Number three, the lefty junior, Cooper Haas. The 6-foot senior, number 12, A.J. Curtis, the erstwhile quarterback. Jackson Piazic, the 5'11 senior, wears number 22. And then the other senior, number 24, 6'3 senior, Patrick Still. And again, North Stars are coached in his second season by Brandon Redmond. Assistants include Nick Kuhn, T.J. Krause, Matt Strick. Their trainer is Kyla Renz. The visiting Lasers are in their navy uniforms with gold. Looks like kind of like Adidas trim stripes on the side. White fonts. The KM logotype on the back of the jerseys above the number. And the hometown home team, North Stars in all white with purple fonts and that signature North font with that lowercase N, kind of like the Quebec Nordiques, if any of you hockey fans, if you remember that. All other letters are caps. So Miles will face off against Roman, and the Lasers win it. Stuckey's got the ball, gives it into the wing. Ball knocked away, but picked up. Good little dish. Dishes it out to the corner. Now back. Good ball movement here. It's now on the right wing here. Good little swing move there. Basket by Viome. A beautiful spin move. Drive into the basket. It's 2-0. KM, 17-27. Haas has it. Gives it to Miles on the right wing. Miles over to left wing. Yes! That was Piazic for three. Wow, he was wide open for that. 3-2 North Stars, 17-12 remaining, first half. And that's Thompson. Gives it back to McSorley. McSorley back to Bester. Bester into the corner to Viome. Viome driving in again, pushes off. That's going to be offensive. And so North gets the ball back. Viome had that arm out, that elbow out a little too far. And now they're putting on a full court press. Inbound to Haas. Back to Miles, the big man bringing it up. Gets it into the corner to Still. On the right corner. Now Still's driving the basket. Pulls up. Oh, misses everything there. Rebound by Roman. Roman Thompson, that is. Dishes to the wing here to McSorley. McSorley can drive. Pulls in. Kicks it all the way out to a wide open Viome. In and out. Rebounded by Miles. Good shot by Viome. He hits Kaz, right wing. Haas, top of the key there. Now Still has it again. Still to Piazic. Curtis for three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by McSorley. McSorley will bring it up. He can do it all. McSorley to Viome, top of the key. Over to Stuckey. Stuckey into the wing to Thompson. No, that's no good, but a great offensive rebound by McSorley over Miles. McSorley, oh, ball gets knocked away. Haas has it. Haas has a breakaway. Losing his balance. Oh, gets blocked by Thompson. What a block. Viome has it on the outlet. Kicks it to McSorley. McSorley driving in. What a shot by McSorley. Bumped into a few North Stars and found his way in. 4-3. Lasers. 15-37 your time. Still has the ball, left backcourt. He's going to drive, picked up by McSorley, kicks it back out to Haas. Haas all the way to Curtis, right wing. Curtis now dribbling towards the middle, spins back. Into the corner to Haas for three. The lefty now off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Stuckey. Stuckey will bring it up now. 15-16 remaining. Good little drive move. Oh, left-handed layup in and out by Stuckey. Thought he had it. A great move in transition there. Now Curtis has a move. Gives it to the corner. Haas fakes the three. Haas kicks it back out to Piazzik. Piazzik driving in. Has the layup. Yes! Nice little bucket for Piazzik, who has all North Star points here as they lead 5-4. 14:56 remaining. Stuckey bringing it up against the man North Star defense. Thompson has it left backcourt. Kicks it over McSorley. Now back to Stuckey, right backcourt. And now Bester has it. Bester hasn't touched the ball much. Viome driving. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Stuckey. Stuckey's three-point no good. Miles with another big rebound. That's at least three for him. Kicks it out to Curtis. Into the corner to Still. Still dribbles now. Gives it out to Miles in the corner. Miles dribbles out. Gets it over to Haas. Haas fakes the three. Pulls it back. Gives it back out to Miles. So good patience by North here. Piazzik has the ball. Kicks it out to Haas. Into the corner for Curtis for three. Oh, misses everything. Bester with the rebound. Kicks it over to McSorley. Right backcourt. McSorley over to Viome. Back to Stuckey. Or excuse me. No, misses. That was Bester on the miss there, excuse me. Haas has the rebound, dribbling it up slowly. 13:46 remaining, a narrow 5-4 North Star lead. Curtis has the ball, top of the key. Curtis is their scoring machine. Good little dish there to Piazzik. And Piazzik gets called for a travel. He was driving to the middle there, trying to get something off from the middle of the paint. Wow, that was a rocket of a pass from Curtis, the quarterback. So Stuckey will inbound to Bester. As Zach Fremming comes into the game, as well as Teague Kowalski. And that's Thompson over to Kowalski. Back to Bester. Bester dribbling in traffic. Ball stolen away by Curtis. Here comes Curtis on the North Stars. 3-on-2. Curtis spins around. Left-handed layup. No, won't fall. No foul there. Rebound by Fremming. And a nice little dish pass. As they head down the floor, that was Bester with his first points. So it's 6-5. Lasers take the lead back. 13 minutes and counting, first half. Haas has it center court. Gives it over to Still in the left wing. And now Curtis has it. Curtis goes to the middle now, closer to the center court. Now Miles has it in the left backcourt. Miles is going to move. Nope. Kicks it over to Piazzik. Piazzik driving. Kicks it over to Still. Still's going to drive. Pulls up. And Still gets a nice 12-foot jumper there. His first points of the game. And North Stars take the lead back, 7-6. 12:29 and counting. As Stuckey driving to the basket here. Stuckey pulls it up. Misses, but is fouled. They're going to call Piazzik on that, I believe. So we wait the call from the official. Yep, that's Piazzik's first, number 22. First team foul. Both teams have one team foul. As you remember, Viome got called for a charge. First free throw from Stuckey, and that's nothing but the bottom of the net. So we are tied at 7, a touchdown apiece. 12:26 remaining as Thompson comes out. Haven't seen who's checked in yet. And second one will not fall. Knocked away by Kowalski, but can't get it, so it'll be. Now they're saying it's KM's ball, but it's clearly knocked out of bounds. It must have went off a North player. I just don't understand that call. Inbound to Stuckey. Stuckey into the corner to Sobiak in the game now. Sobiak, another dangerous shooter. Ball stolen by Haas. As Fremming tried driving to the basket. Curtis has it now. Curtis back to Haas. To Miles in the right wing. Back to Curtis. Man defense for KM here. 11:58 remaining, a 7-7 tie. Miles has it left wing, driving to the basket. Nowhere really to go. Good defense there by Kowalski. Haas has it now in the left backcourt. Cross court to Piazzik. Looks three, but decides not to. Gives it to Curtis in the corner. Long pass to Still in the other corner. Oh, three-pointer won't go. Sobiak with the rebound. As Stuckey brings it out on the outlet in the left backcourt, guarded by Piazek. He's driving now. Kicks it into the corner to Fremming. Fremming now is going to drive. Kicks it back out to Sobiech. Now into the corner. Back to Kowalski. Now back to Stuckey. Stuckey drives. Nice little spin move. Stuckey. Basket's good and the foul. I didn't think that was going to go in. It seemed like he paused on that. So Stuckey, 1 for 2 at the line already. Gets a chance to get that free throw he missed back. And a three-point play here. 9-7 Lasers and some more substitutions. And this may be the advantage that Kettle Moraine has, is they've substituted a lot here, whereas North has not. Fremming goes out, and Bester finally comes out. First free throw from Stuckey, and it's no good. And rebounded by Miles. 11-17 and counting. Long pass. Piazek kicks it back out to Curtis. Curtis, three! A.J. Curtis! Finally knocks the lid off. And the North Stars have the lead back, 10-9, 11-04 and counting. Into the corner to Sobiech. Sobiech dishes in to McSorley. McSorley has yet to score here. No, he's got one bucket. McSorley all the way into the corner to Sobiech. Sobiech looking for an open man here. Finally gives it to McSorley. Back to Sobiech for three. Yes, the lefty Sobiech. And it's 12-10 in favor of Kettle Moraine. This is like the fifth or sixth lead change. Miles has it right backcourt for North. Man defense for Kettle Moraine. He goes around a still pick. Miles still has the ball. Miles kicks it back to Still in the right wing. Still now driving to the basket. Pulls up, and he gets fouled. That's going to be the Frenchman, Viome. His first second team foul. Still shooting for two, looking to tie the game, trailing 12-10, 10-21 remaining here on WAUK Radio, 101.1 FM, 540 AM. First free throw is good by Still. 3 points for him. The redheaded Still. Patrick Still. Still is still moving to me. And the big man comes in, replacing Curtis. Aiden Faber-Hernandez, 6'6". I'm guessing easily 250, 275. He's a big lad, and he makes his presence known on both sides of the floor. Second free throw's good from Still, 4 for him. And we are knotted up at 12, 10-20 and counting, as Viome brings it up, gets it over to McSorley. McSorley into Sobiech, now into the corner to Roman Thompson back in the game. McSorley has it now, left backcourt, kicks it over to Sobiech, back into the corner to Stuckey. Stuckey dishes it in down low to Thompson. Thompson kicks it out to McSorley, who drives in. McSorley reverse layup, no good. Oh, Viome had that rebound but couldn't get it in, and Still ended up fishing it out to Haas. So a big defensive stand for North here, looking to break the tie with 9:47 remaining, 12-12. Miles gives over to Piazek, left backcourt. Piazek over to Haas, right backcourt. Now Miles, top of the key. Miles pulls up for three. Ill-advised shot, rebounded by Viome. It's just like kind of an impromptu shot. Now Stuckey drives the basket, right in the layup, won't fall, but he goes to the line again. That might be Piazek, let's see. Yep, they get Piazek again for two, so wouldn't be surprised if Coach Redmond goes to the bench. So Stuckey looking to break the tie again for the Lasers here. First one is in and out. Wow. That looked like it was going to fall in. I guess just a little tad too much English. Or someone's got one of those Ocean's 13 remotes for North that kicked the ball out. 12-12. Second free throw from Stuckey, and that's good. And Kettle Moraine back on top. Four points for Stuckey on... and 50% free throw shooting. Miles gets the ball in. Some light pressure in the North backcourt, but they get it across. And the big man has it, Faber-Hernandez. He's going to drive here. Double cover now. Looking for an... oh! Goes right to the basket. Reverse layup. Great play! It's good! What a play by Faber-Hernandez. Great patience there as the North Stars get the lead back again. 14-13. 9:02 remaining in this first half. Sobiech into the corner to Bester. Bester to Thompson, who drives in. Now he kicks it out into the corner. Now to the open Viome, in and out. Oh, what a rebound by Miles coming from the other side of the corner to get the rebound away from Thompson. Miles has it into the left backcourt. Kicks it over to Faber-Hernandez, the top of the key. Now the little man has it. Jay Knoll, who's checked into the game. He kicks it over to Patrick Still. 8:31 and counting, a 14-13 North lead. Faber-Hernandez has it, top of the key. He's going to drive in. Kicks it back out to the little man. He's going to drive. He's going to try to put that layup in, and it will not fall. But Faber-Hernandez almost gets a hand. He knocks it away, but Kettle Moraine hustles the ball. Good hustle there by Ben Bester. Ball gets back to Bester from Thompson. Bester dishes into McSorley. All the way back out to Thompson. Thompson fakes a jumper. He's going to pull up. No, he kicks it back out to Sobiech in the left wing. Back to Thompson. Again, both teams are playing great patience here with the ball on offense. Bester has it now. He's got kind of a, no, he's going to pull back out. Sobiech looks three, but no, now he's dribbling over. Kicks it back to Thompson. He's got an open jumper, and that one goes in and out. So I don't know if there's stats or shots going in and out, but the Lasers lead the conference tonight. Some bad luck. 7:43 remaining. It's still 14-13, Waukesha North. Very much a pitcher's duel here. Good defense we're seeing. Haas has the ball right wing. Gets it into Miles for a long three. Miles, and that one falls in. The biggest lead of the game for either team, and Coach Rickard calls a smart timeout with 7:29. North Stars up by three after where is he hiding? Jaden Miles gets his first points of the game. We'll keep it here. As you may hear, some of the youth cheerleaders decked out in ugly Christmas sweaters putting on a show for, these might be the varsity ones, and then we have some youth cheerleaders sitting here next to me on the other side of the floor. So, again, a lot of Christmas and holiday revelry here, holiday spirit here at the Kurt Larson Student Events Center at Waukesha North. You know, and I forgot to ask Vinciano if you'd ever heard of Kurt Larson. Waukesha North grad, who a Big Ten and Rose Bowl champion at Michigan State, all Big Ten at Michigan State, and that fabled 4-3 stunt defense of George Perlis's. And was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts and then also played for a time with the Packers before retiring. So back in the game is Zach Fremming. He'll inbound to Ben Bester. Bester dribbling up slowly here, facing a man, North defense. Back to Fremming here, left backcourt. He kicks it to McSorley here, down low. McSorley, again, gives it to Thompson here on the same side of the lane. Now he kicks it back to McSorley in the corner. McSorley looking. McSorley for three. It's good. As I said, McSorley can do it all. It's now 17-16. North still in the lead. Miles has the ball on the right backcourt. Heavily covered here. He's going to drive this time. Pulls up. Dishes it all the way out to Haas. Now into the corner to Still. Still pulls up. Long jumper. Good! Patrick Still buries a long deuce. Beautiful shot. Back to a four-point North Star lead. 2016. 6:39 and counting in the first half. Viome kicks it back to Bester. Bester spinning around in the paint. Kicks it out to Fremming. Back to McSorley. Top of the key. McSorley to an open Bester. Yes, for three. Ben Bester. And we are knotted up at 19. So 19 all is your score. And a missed shot by Salt ends up in Laser hands and a backcourt foul called against Miles. It's only his first, but it might have been a frustration foul after the miss, long miss here. So more substitutions for Lasers as Viome comes out and another, as they're trying to get a look here. Thompson and Viome come out. Kowalski back in and let's see who the other, Sobiech kicks it out to Bester. Bester, top of the key to McSorley. McSorley drives, kicks back out to Bester. Bester to Kowalski, fakes the three. Kowalski drives and gives it out into the corner to Fremming. Now to Sobiech, top of the key. Sobiech to Bester on the left wing. Bester pulls in. Pass is stolen away by A.J. Curtis back in the game. He kicks it over to Haas, back to Curtis. Curtis pulls up, and it will not fall. And the rebound finally pulled down by Fremming. Maybe one too many passes on that fast break there. I think Curtis should have went the distance. Long shot, three for McSorley. That's his second tray. And now it's 22-19 in favor of the Lasers. Haas gets the inbound from Curtis. We'll bring it up slowly. Back to Curtis. 5-16 and counting the first half. The biggest Laser lead of the game so far. Still for a long three. Oh, off the right side of the rim. Rebounded by Fremming. Outlet to Bester into the corner to McSorley. Faber-Martinez. Great move by McSorley. He kicks it into the corner to an open. Oh, it's off. But what a rebound by Kowalski. And Kowalski gets called for the travel. Wow. I don't think he liked the call because there was some contact, like he was going to go up with it. Could have also been a held ball. But as it is, it's North Stars ball trailing 22-19. 4:53 remaining in the first half. A very tightly, closely played first half. Still will bring it up here on some heavy pressure from Sobiak. Finally gets it across the line. Goes around a pick. And Faber-Martinez looking for a postman. Haas gets it back out. So 15 is a Henry Koopmeiner in for the first time. Still has it in the right backcourt. Pulls up, and he's fouled, going for a shot. It should be a shooting foul there. And that's that aggressive defense we were talking about from both teams. He was challenged. Rickert making a case that there was some physical there was ball on that contact, and it very well may have been. So into the game now, Braden Phelan for the first time replacing Kowalski for the Lasers. Inbound to Haas from Still. Left side of the basket. Still Haas into the corner to Faber-Hernandez. He pulls in. Great little move. Gets his own rebound on the miss. Muscles the ball away. Goes up again. It's good. 4 points for Faber-Hernandez. Wow. McSorley into the corner now. Kicks it all the way over to Bester. Ben Bester with another tray. Six for Bester on two threes. It's 25-21. KM's biggest lead now, 3:50 and counting. Curtis now driving to the bucket. No, he pulls it back out. Good little dish there. And he gets called for the travel. That was Koopmeiner. Koopmeiner is only a freshman, but he's 6'4", and he carries a lot of weight too. Maybe not as much as Faber-Hernandez, but it's nice having two big guys like that on the floor. So now Stuckey running the offense here from the right backcourt. 3:34 and counting. KM looking to add to a 25-21 lead here. McSorley has the ball now in the left corner. Kicks it back to Sobiak, top of the key. Now to Stuckey, now into the corner. Back to Bester, top of the key. Bester kicks it back to Stuckey for a long three, and that misses everything. It'll go out of bounds. Good box out by Curtis to assure. And you hear the air ball chant from the North Star student section. All dressed up in their Santa jammies. Long pass to Curtis for three. In and out. But the rebound falls in favor of Hernandez's hand. He puts it in for the bucket. What a play. So it's 25-23, 2:49 remaining in the first half. Lasers have the ball, hanging on to the lead here. A long three, and it's off. Misses everything. That was failing. And a scrum for the ball ends up on the floor. Held ball should go to the North Stars, and the ref indicates such. 2:39 remaining, more subs for KM. Piazic back in for the North Stars. The freshman Vion back in, along with Roman Thompson. Inbound to Haas. Slight pressure from Bester as he crosses the court, the center court line. Into the corner to Piazic, the left corner. Piazic now dribbles. Gets it out to Faber-Hernandez, top of the key. Faber-Hernandez over to Haas. Haas now dribbling towards the center. Into the right wing to A.J. Curtis. Curtis now dribbles. Curtis into Faber-Hernandez. He's going to go in the left-hand layup. It's good. Makes it look so easy. Six for Hernandez. We are tied at 25. Stuckey gives the ball. Long three for McSorley. Yes! Three threes for McSorley. Now has 11 points for the game. It's 28-25 KM with 1:57 left and counting in the first half. Haas dribbles slowly. Gives it to Faber-Hernandez, the right wing. Faber-Hernandez now pulling it again. Kicks it back out to Curtis. Curtis, oh, ball gets stripped away from Curtis on a fake. It's all Stuckey for the easy layup in the bucket. So it's the biggest lead of the game for both teams. 5 points for KM. Faber-Hernandez muscling his way in. He gets fouled. Now he gets called to the travel. 6 points for Stuckey after the layup off for the steal he committed against Curtis. So it's 30-25, 1:30 and counting in the first half. And KM has turned a little bit of a corner here. Let's see if the North Stars can have a good defensive stand here and keep the game close. Stuckey now, beautiful little dish to Viome. He misses everything and they're going to call. No, it's out of bounds on KM. Viome was avoiding the block and the ball went off the behind the backboard, so it's automatically out of bounds. Curtis inbounds here to Haas, dribbling slowly up with 1:13 and counting, a 30-25 KM lead. Piazek fakes a three, pulls up for a jumper, in and out. Rebounded by McSorley. Outlet to Stuckey. Stuckey taking a sign with 1 minute remaining in the first half. And now Roman Thompson has it top of the key. KM looks like they'll play for the last shot. Kicks it over to Stuckey, and we've got a foul on Haas fighting through a pick. Cooper Haas, that's his first. He's lobbying that there was a moving pick there set by Thompson. Or not set by Thompson, I should say. But Stuckey will inbound on the opposite side of the court in front of the student section here. 48.8 seconds. Inbounds it to Thompson. Oh, beautiful little strip by the little man, Kai Ramirez. I had his name wrong earlier. My apologies when he was came off the bench earlier. Inbound to Stuckey. 41 seconds and counting in the first half. A 30-25 KM lead. Gives it to Thompson in the right wing. Thompson into the post there to Bester. Bester pulls it back out to Thompson, top of the key. Into Viome, who fakes. Viome drives in for the layup, and it's good. And the foul. I think that'll go against Jake Knoll. Let's see. Yep, they're calling it on Jake Knoll. Kai Ramirez, excuse me. That's his first. 16 foul. And now it's a 7-point KM lead. Biggest lead for both teams. 26 seconds. Soon to be an 8-point lead. And it will not fall. Still with the rebound. So North Stars now playing for the last shot here. 20 seconds remaining. As Coach Redmond barks out some calls. Curtis has it, left wing. Over to Still, top of the key. 10 seconds now. Curtis goes around a Koopmeiner pick. Left wing layup. It will not fall. Rebounded. And that'll do it. So KM starts to play, pull away a little bit, leading at the half, 32-25. But what a great half it was. They were double-digit lead changes. And I'm guessing because KM could go deeper into the bench, they had a little bit more gas left in the tank here in the first half to start pulling away. So we will take a 1 minute break here at the half with the Lasers of Kettle Moraine leading the North Stars of Waukesha North 32-25. Anya, take it away, please.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Got...
Come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
And we're back at halftime at the Kurt Larson Student Event Center at Waukesha North High School, where the North Stars trail Classic A rivals Kettle Moraine 32-25. In spite of the lead, it was a very close first half with double-digit lead changes. So I expect more excitement like that in the second half. And it is my pleasure to have here on Walk Radio, Friday Night High School Game of the Week, another Waukesha sports legend, a longtime teacher, coach, and still an athlete. He's won several championships on the senior softball circuit. Al Leiter. Al, welcome. How are you tonight?
Oh,
let's put that closer to you. There you go.
This Al Alt. Al Alt.
Oh, Al Alt. Sorry.
And we're doing very good here. What an exciting, thrilling game. It was 25-25, and then... Kettle Moraine made a little run here, so it's 32-25, but I expect the second half to be a great thriller.
It sure will be, yeah.
So it's always great to watch high school basketball.
It sure is. And, you know, like I said, North was down by a sizable margin last week against South, and they came back and they won by a big margin, so it could be the same thing. Do you think that because Kettle Moraine could go deeper into their bench that maybe they got a little bit more fuel in the tank than North had there in the waning moments of the first half?
Yep, I agree with you. I think that Kettle Moraine seems to have a little more depth than North, but North is putting out a lot of energy. There's a lot of quickness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of going to the basket.
They can hurt you from a lot of different ways. I'm especially... I really enjoy watching that Aiden Faber-Hernandez play. Does he also play football for North?
I don't believe so. He played volleyball, though.
Okay.
He was on the volleyball team that went to state.
Well, he uses his weight well for a big guy like that. He stays in control, and he can make things happen in the paint like that. And, you know, that can wear teams down and hopefully get them in trouble a little more. And like I said, I'd like to see him get the ball more and really cause some problems. And I think that'll free up their great perimeter shooters they have, including your grandson, Cooper Haas.
Right. So, Cooper's out there running the team and
does a good job. And he's a lefty, so I like him, yep.
And as you said, Aiden Hernandez, he's making some great moves tonight. So that's what he has to keep doing as the game progresses if they want to compete with Kettle Moraine, who's a very good team.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we'll get to your current success in athletics these last few years in softball, but you also had a great career here in the Waukesha School District teaching and coaching. Tell us about that real quick, Al.
Well, I came to Waukesha back in 1970, so I ended up teaching for 31 years here after a two-year stint at Randolph, Wisconsin. And so then I ended up coaching some baseball in the in the 70s, and then I switched
to... For which schools?
Let's see, I was at Waukesha North.
Okay.
And then I ended up doing some coaching for Butler Middle School for
the
girls, and then I did some JV coaching for North. And then I coached the city team that we had here back in the 90s.
Wow.
And so that was...
Girls or boys team?
It was the men's.
Okay, men's.
Those
are
a lot of college kids.
Okay,
that came
neat. That'd
in
be a
the
lot
summertime.
Of fun. Sure,
so that was great.
That's neat. True. Did you also coach girls basketball at Banting Elementary at one time? Did you tell me?
I also had
in my neighborhood.
I coached the elementary basketball team for Northview and Lowell and Banting way back.
Wow.
I almost forgot that. But it was a lot of fun and thrilling to work with young
kids. You must have a
kids.
Wealth of great memories.
Lots of great memories.
Sure.
And then I taught driver's ed for 35 years.
Nice.
And so that...
Leave yourself and out, right?
That was good. So.
Did you show those instructional films for the guy, leave yourself and out?
Right. Yep.
Always remember that.
I always said ABC, always be cautious.
Yep.
Be ready for the unexpected.
Sure.
So that was great. It was fun. It's been a great career, and then I'll be 78 in February.
A very young 78.
Yep. And my wife, when she first met me, she always says, she asked two questions. She says, I know you're a teacher, but what else do you do? And I told her I still play a little baseball.
Just a little.
And last month, we had the great opportunity to play in Florida in Fort Myers. And I pitched for Cambria out of Minnesota.
Nice.
And I pitched a game on Thursday against Maine.
Wow.
And shut them out.
Yeah.
And then they took me out when we were leading 12 to nothing.
Yeah.
And then we went to the championship against the San Diego Ironmen. And then I pitched and gave up 300 runs. And we beat them 12-3 for the championship. So it was a thrilling month. And we'll do it again in February back in Fort Myers.
Wow.
And it allowed me the opportunity to play in the home of the Boston Red Sox.
Their spring
spring
home,
facility,
right?
I can say I pitched on the same mound that Roger Clemens pitched on.
That's very
so
cool.
That was cool.
That's a great moment. Is how should I say it? Now when I'm with Al, I feel like I'm sitting next to like Joe Montana or Mean Joe Green because he's got a lot of championship rings on both hands or on both sets of fingers. Tell us about some of the titles you've won. And most of this is all senior league, right?
Yep. Well, yeah. I retired from teaching in 2021.
Okay.
And that year we went to Winnipeg, Canada, and we won our first softball championship. So we got a ring for that.
Nice.
Well, then the next year we played in Las Vegas, and there we won the championship again. So I thought it was just something you did every year.
Yeah.
But then I went back and forth for softball and baseball.
Okay.
And so now I've won, 19 rings for softball and 18 rings for baseball. So I'm up to 37.
Wow.
So it's been a good run.
Quite a collection.
I always wanted to be a major league player, but here locally, I played for the Waukesha Americans, which was
nice.
A semi-pro team that we won three state championships in 72, 73, and 74. So I don't know how long I can keep going because I'm going to be 78, but we do have some aches and pains, but we keep moving forward.
Well, it continues to be fun, right?
Right.
And you remain healthy, so
and,
that's good.
God has blessed me keeping my body somewhat healthy. And I always say in life, there's five things you got to remember: faith, family, friends, fun, forever.
Yeah.
And those five things have
been
something I try to live by. And I always tell little kids in school, you should do at least two nice things every day and try to stretch it to 10.
Wow.
My Hall of Fame friend, Rocky Blaschke from Brookfield, he always says that now.
Good.
So it's been a good ride.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's neat. My show tomorrow morning, I have the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian, and they're part of three generations of Swartzes. And, well, you have like at least two or three generations here. Your daughter, Mary Beth, she works in the library still at South. Is that correct?
Right.
And did she go to South, or which high school did she go to?
She went to Waukesha North.
North,
and,
okay.
And ironically, she played for Mr. Schwartz, Mr. Bill Schwartz.
Bill's the father,
when he was the basketball coach here at Waukesha North.
Wow, that's great.
And so that was quite of accomplishment back there. That year, my daughter, Mary Beth, she got the Scholar Athlete Award for the WIAA. So
that's
that was
neat.
Quite of achievement. We've always had pretty much an athletic family,
and
that keeps you going.
Sounds great. We're about to start the second half. We have so much more to talk about, Al. We'll have to have you on the show sometime. But here's a T-shirt and a sticker for your car, okay? Thanks again for joining us. And good luck.
It was a pleasure.
Enjoy the second half as we start to...
Okay, it should be
North gets
burner.
The inbound. Still has the ball into Miles. Top of the key. You got a new color, Al? You can stick around. Long three in and out by Piazek. But it's rebounded by Haas, by your grandson there, Al. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So the ball is knocked out of bounds. Miles will inbound in front of the North Star bench. Still has the ball, top of the key. Now back to Miles.
Miles to Piazek, right wing. Curtis in the corner. Dish to Still, knocked away by Bester. They were looking for a... They had a mismatch there with Bester covering Miles, and a good D by Bester knocking it out of bounds. Haswell inbound. Trouble finding an open man. And he gets it to Miles. Miles now dribbling into the corner to Haas. Haas now dribbling to the top, right back court. Gets it into the corner to Still. Still to Miles, right back court. Miles drives, kicks it all the way back to Piazek. Now to Haas, into the corner to Curtis. In and out. Wow, this rim on the south side of the court has a lid on it. Didn't work well for KM for a big part. Thompson has a right wing. He's driving in on Still. Kicks it back out to a wide open Bester for three. Yes, Ben Bester! That's nine on all on threes. It's now a 10-point KM lead, 16-52. And counting in the second half, Miles has the ball from Haas, top of the key. Miles gets it over to Still. Still for a long three, and he kind of hustled that, but he got fouled there, so he may get three free throws. That looked like Bester who made the contact. We'll confirm the foul here. No, it's number 11. It's going to go against. They're calling it on. No, it had to be Bester. Yeah, they called on Bester. His first. First free throw is good from Still. 7 points for Still. Hasn't hit from three yet, but he's had a couple nice jumpers, and he's 3 for 3 from the line so far. 35-26 in favor of Kettle Moraine. Second free throw is also good. So it turns out to only be two free throws. So it's an 8-point game in favor of Kettle Moraine, 16-41. McSorley has it, gives it to Roman Thompson on the right wing, kicks it into the corner to Bester. Bester travels before dribbling. A good catch there by the official. And with those orange shoes, unique from the rest of the team, it's easy to spot. Full court pressure now from Kettle Moraine as Miles inbounds the ball. Gets it to Haas. Now Kettle Moraine pulls back. No, they're still kind of putting some light pressure on. Haas gets it over. Gives it to Piazek. Piazek now kicks it all the way to Curtis. Shoots it into the corner to Still. Well covered by Bester. Still dribbling in, though. He's got a shot. Oh, it won't fall. Good D by Bester. Outlets it all the way to Stuckey to McSorley. McSorley. Ball gets knocked out beautifully by Curtis. Thought there was some contact, but no call from the official. Good recovery there. Great pass by Stuckey to McSorley. Still made a great move to the basket. Surprised he couldn't put it in. He was really close. Inbound McSorley to Bester. Now to a Stuckey drives, misses. Rebound. Tip missed, but Curtis gets the rebound. And he dribbles out of it, going coast to coast. Nice little dish to Haas. And the basket goes. Haas gets his first points of the game. It's now 35-26, a 6-point game. Good little drive, and that's blocked. Oh, but a foul. Stuckey. This one might go against Piazek here. Let's see. No, it's 12 on Curtis. That's only his first. So Stuckey will shoot two. Stuckey's 50% from the line tonight. 6 points overall. First free throw from Stuckey. And that one's nothing but net. So 7 points for Stuckey, 36-29, 15-53 remaining, second free throw. Kettle Moraine now shooting in the north basket here. And the second one's good from Stuckey, so 8 points for him. 37-29, an 8-point laser lead as Haas dribbles it up under some light pressure from Thompson. Piazek has the ball now, right wing. Piazek dribbles out of trouble there. Gets the ball over to Still, all alone on the left wing. 3-pointer won't go. Bester with the rebound, kicks it over to Stuckey. Stuckey driving, kicks it over to Viome, back to Stuckey, now to Thompson in the right backcourt. Gives it to McSorley, over to an open Bester for three. That's off, and knocked out of bounds by McSorley. Good hustle by McSorley, almost pulling it away from Miles. Miles inbound, and again, some tight full court pressure, but KM lays off, but still has some slight. They kind of reemerge at half court again. Haas all the way to Curtis, right wing. Curtis is driving in. Kicks it all the way over to Still on the left wing. More like left corner. Dribbles around a pick, then holds back. Kicks it over to Miles. Miles now puts the ball on the floor. Gets it to Still, now on the right wing this time. Still dribbling to his left, now coming back to his right.
Goes in. Nice move by Still. And the basket falls. Patrick Still. 10 points for him. A nice little drive. 37-31. KM. 14:50 remaining. Stuckey in the corner. Kicks back out to Bester. Open for three. In and out. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds by Miles. It'll stay here. McSorley was going to grab that and try to put it in, but good job by Miles knocking it away without committing the foul. Looks like Stuckey will inbound it. There's a lot of space here between the baseline and the wall, so you have to travel to get it. There's a little less on the other side, but still a lot of space all around here. Nice little inbound. Thompson gets fouled there. Let's see who the assailant was. It might have been Piazzik again. Let's see. I thought I heard 21, but there's no one by that number in the game. Oh, it's 24. That's going to be Still. That's Still's first foul here. Second team foul of the half. Thompson makes the first. That's his first point of the game, according to my records here. 38-31. KM, 14-42. Second free throw from Roman Thompson, the old Roman. 6'4 junior. And that's good, too. So Thompson, 2 for 2 in free throws. 39-31, 14-39, KM. Curtis now gets the ball from Haas. Curtis crosses the half-point line. Goes around to pick from Still. Kicks it back to Haas on the left wing. Back to Curtis, top of the key. Make a nice little dish to Thompson for the easy two. Make that 4 points for the Roman. 10-point lead again for KM. 14-10 and counting in the second half. As we see Koopmeyer getting ready to come in. And oh, beautiful layup there by Still. Doing it all on the drive in the paint. 12 points for him. And a carry. The old Danny Ainge called on. It was either Stuckey or Bester. So a big break for the North Stars here. Still inbound in front of the laser bench as Viome comes out. And Teague Kowalski comes in. Thompson will come out too. So Sobiak is in. I got to say, these are guys that could start for a lot of other teams. Sobiak gives you a lot of, he can give you some dangerous points. I know he's already got one from three-point land. He's a big guy too, so he can mix it up in the paint. So Still has the ball, dribbling out of the corner now. He's going to pull in again. Another layup for Still. It's knocked away by Kowalski, and they're calling the foul. And it looks like Kowalski. So Still will go to the line. Yep, that's T. Kowalski. That's only his first. Second team foul. Both teams even on fouls here in the second half. 13:34 remaining, a 41-33 KM lead. First free throw remaining, a 41-33 KM lead. First free throw from Still. And it's good. Nothing but net for Patrick Still. 5 for 5 from the line so far. Looking to make his 14th point of the game here in the second free throw, 41-34. And it's good. Back to a 6-point KM lead, 41-35. North Star staying in it. Because they got the purple and white. I get mixed up with Northwestern here. Kowalski has the ball, dribbles in, kicks it back out to McSorley, guarded by Koopmeyer. McSorley kicks it back out to Bester. Bester in the corner to Sobiak. Sobiak driving, has a lane, knocked away at the last second by Still. Kept in bounds. Back to Sobiak to wide open Bester for three. Yo, in and out. And the ball goes off. KM. And now the other ref is coming in. They may reverse the call. It's going to go back to KM. The other judge supposedly had a better angle. 41-35, 13:07. Stuckey inbounds it to Kowalski, top of the key. Kowalski kicks it back to Bester. Bester dribbling around top of the key, gets it over to a wide open Stuckey, and he misses from three, but a great rebound by Kowalski, and he's fouled going for the rebound. And it's going to go against Still, his second, third team foul. You might have thought that Kowalski pushed off on that.
Stuckey having a hard time with the inbound. And it's going to be five. The old five-second violation. Against, but you know, good a testament to North's defense against a great KM offense. Miles brings it in on the inbound from Piazek, taking his time, getting over the line, 12:52 and counting, a 41-35 KM lead. Now Miles driving in, nowhere to go. Good D by Kowalski. Kicks it back out to Still, top of the key, over to Piazek, right wing. Piazek gets in a beautiful dish to Still for the layup. It's now a four-point game, 41-37. In favor of the Lasers, McSorley top of the key to a wide open Sobiech for three. Off the front of the rim, but rebounded by Stuckey. Back to Sobiech, back to Stuckey. Stuckey now driving in. He's got a lane, and he misses the layup. Miles with the rebound. Here come the North Stars in transition. Miles, left side of the court. Now he's driving, and it should be a blocking foul. Now they're going to call a charge on Stuckey. I don't see how Sobiech had much position on that. But they're calling the charge on Miles. That's Miles' second foul, 12:14 remaining. Fourth team foul versus two by the Lasers. Coop Miner will come in for Miles. 12:13 and counting as Stuckey brings it up for the Lasers, leading 41-37. Kicks it over to Sobiech, all the way across court to Stuckey. Driving in, nowhere to go, kicks it out. Into the corner from the top. Oh, and a beautiful tray by Roman Thompson. The old Roman really coming in alive here. 7 second half points after being scoreless in the first half. Stuckey in trouble in the corner now. He's going to call a timeout there. Smart timeout with the North Stars trailing 43-37 to visiting Kettle Moraine, the Lasers in their visiting Navy uniforms, white fonts, Adidas stripes down the side. Their warm-up pants are like Indiana's, but instead of cream and crimson, it's that Laser gold and Navy. North Stars in their home whites with purple fonts. And that really, they're purple, yeah, purple numbers. The fonts on the North, though, it's that lowercase North that reminds you of the Quebec Nordiques, although their letters are caps. In purple. So, and both teams come out from this timeout. It's it's a 7-point lead here, because that was a three-pointer. 44-37, a 7-point lead with 11:48 remaining. North will inbound. And I believe Haas will be inbounding that. No, Still will. Gets it into Coop Miner to Haas. Right backcourt. Guarded heavily by Fremming. Into the corner to Coop Miner all the way to Still, left backcourt. Still looking to drive to the basket. No, pulls up. Gets it to a wide open Curtis for three. Oh! In and out. Rebound by Fremming. Outlet to Stuckey into the corner to Bester. Now drives in, pulls, circles around, gives it back to Stuckey in the corner. Stuckey to Thompson. To Bester. Now back to Stuckey. And here's Thompson driving in. Oh, misses a shot. Rebound by Coop Miner. Great rebound, muscling that away from Thompson. Haas gets the outlet, dribbling it up. 11:04 remaining. A 7-point KM lead that North's trying to chip into. Coop Miner has it in the corner. Coop Miner over to Curtis. Back to Still. Top of the key. Still pulls up for a long three. Yes! Patrick Still is in fuego this half. points for Still. Sobiech, it's 44-39, 5-point Laser lead here. Bester has it, pulls in for the layup. Oh! They're calling the foul on Curtis. He got a piece of the hand there. Coop Miner got all ball on the block, but Curtis did get some hand in there, and that'll be two on the senior quarterback, whose younger brother, Connor, according to Coach Vinciano, will be succeeding him at the QB home next fall. First free throw from Bester. In and out. So big miss for Ben. You Bester, you bet. Now the big man coming in for Piazek, Aiden Faber-Hernandez. We're going to call him AFH from now on. Second free throw from Bester, trying to add to a 44-39 lead. Missed the first. And that one falls in. rolling off the rim, the backboard. So some more substitutions. Fremming and Bester will come out. Viome and Kowalski will come in for the Lasers. Curtis will inbound, full court pressure from KM. Not real heavy, but Curtis will dribble around it. Curtis all the way to Faber, FH. Haas to Still. Backcourt Still may look to drive again. Faber Hernandez is going to the basket. Oh, ball gets knocked away, but picked up by Still. Great hustle by Still. Ball gets knocked away. And what a diving tackle. It's going to be a held ball. What hustle by Kowalski. And as Still was diving for it, Kowalski's face got rubbed into the wood. And one of the coaches gets up and shouts his approval to Teague for his hustle. Possession arrow favors KM. There may be a missing contact or something. Refs are checking the floor there. Maybe some sweat. Coach Rickard points it out for the Lasers. Looking out for the safety of his boys. 10-11 left in this second half. 45-39 in favor of the Lasers. Stuckey to Sobiak. Back to Stuckey. Roman pulls up. Yes, Roman Thompson, another hot hand. 47-39, 9:55 remaining. Haas has the ball. Gives it over in the right wing to Koopmeiner. Kicks it into Faber Hernandez. Can't get the handle on it. Kowalski has it. Gives it to Thompson. Gives it to Stuckey. Thompson wants the ball again. Left backcourt. Kicks it over to Kowalski for three. That was front of the rim, but great hustle by Kowalski. Getting the rebound. Kicked out to Thompson. In and out. And another great rebound by Kowalski. The foul is going to be called against, I think that's Still in frustration. Nobody's boxing out here. I know I'm showing my age, but I don't think any program teaches that. Hey, during these inbound, let's break for quick station identification here on the Waukesha High School Sports Network. Anya, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And we're back. Kurt Larson, Student Event Center. And both teams take turns on some missed buckets. KM has the ball and a rebound, and now Coach Rickard calls a timeout here with 9:03 remaining. KM leading 47-39. Do the North Stars have some gas in the tank to mount a comeback here? Still plenty of time. They're getting beat on the defensive boards by a very hustling, very aggressive and proactive Laser team, and that's really been a big factor here, denying North Stars a lot of opportunities and obviously creating more for KM. And the hot hands this half for both teams. Roman Thompson getting all 9 points here after being scoreless in the first half. And then Patrick Still, who went to the locker room with 10, now has 19. And most, all of those, I believe, yeah, 1-3, the rest coming in the paint and at the free throw line. And Still is perfect from the free throw line. 6-for-6 shooting. But I think the key here is so the lineup for North is Miles, essentially the starting lineup. Haas, Miles, Curtis, Still. Some shouting from the student section here. Inbound to Stuckey from Sobiak here. 9 minutes and counting left in the game. A 47-39 KM lead here on WAUK Radio. 101 FM, 540 AM. Stuckey pulls in a beautiful dish. And Viome gets it to fall. The Frenchman, he's got a couple buckets. And Curtis dribbling around. He's driving to the basket. Nice little dish to Piazek. Reverse layup is good. 7 for Piazek. Haven't called his name in a while. He can hurt you from three. And very resourceful in the paint, too. 49-41 in favor of KM. Stuckey driving the basket. Layup for Stuckey. Yes! Wow, great play by Stuckey.
Haas to Miles in the right wing. 51-41 here. Piazek to Curtis, left wing. Curtis back to Miles in the left backcourt. Over to Still. Still's going to drive. He might have some space here. Oh, ball gets knocked away, but he hangs on to it. Good D by Vuillaume. Gets it back to Piazek. Piazek all the way over to Curtis in the left wing. Or left backcourt, excuse me. Curtis into the left wing to Miles. Sets a pick. Oh, give and go to Curtis. Broken up by Kowalski, who anticipated it beautifully.